Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Fuck child support. Fake ass bitch. Visit thechildsupporthustle.com. Sign the petition. Reform child support laws now. It's a fake ass bitch. Bringing voices to power. D. Ralph W. The child support hustle is real.
To ensure that 100% of child support money reaches those it is intended
to help the children support the movement. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Chilling, man, chilling. We're trying to get deep into this child support issue. Any points y'all want to touch on this week? First, I want to say to Ralph W., man, congratulations and happy anniversary on your victory.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. We are on cloud nine today.
Yeah, so
March is,
go ahead.
Definitely, thanks for allowing us to be back on your show again for this week. And definitely congrats, Ralph, on that victory, because I know he's out there. He's really in the streets and in the trenches out there, really pushing hard for this child support reform.
Oh, yeah, we're going to stay out here, too. You know, this when you get out here and the folks start getting mad at you, that's when you know you're starting to get some movement and ruffle some feathers. I love it.
Yeah, you know they're not going to allow you to mess with that church, that state collection plate. They need that.
Right.
And the way they got it set up, man, this is nothing but a form of financial slavery. It hasn't been reviewed in over 35 years. They haven't reviewed how they operate this system in 35 years. So I guess it's working very well for them.
It's a new slavery. You know, I bring something up that happened to me actually this week. So I'm reviewing my life insurance. So if something happened to me, get in a car crash, whatever, I had to up my life insurance because child support, a lot of people don't realize that child support will actually go after your life insurance with whatever balance that you're owed or due to the state. So a lot of people don't know, for instance, if you got life insurance and something, you know, unfortunate happened to you tomorrow, they will collect first before the monies go to your immediate family or any of your relatives. And like you said at the beginning of the show, this is definitely, it's a form of slavery and it needs to be checked.
Correct. And then there's a lot of confusion out there. And I want to clear up some confusion right now for anyone that is listening. Child support, this is for moms and dads. Child support does not guarantee you a check for your child. So let's clear that up right now for those women and those men that go running around and saying, I'm going to put my baby dad on child support. I'm putting baby mama on child support. You ain't guaranteed yourself nothing. The only thing you have guaranteed yourself is that you can sign a piece of paper and then you can send the police after your parent, your child's other parent. And once that parent gets locked up, guess who's going to be paying for it? You are.
Exactly.
Stop falling for the dumb stuff.
That's true.
And what's funny about that, when they do send the police after the other parent, once they put them in the system, that parent becomes a second-class citizen. Because a lot
Absolutely.
Of their rights, they don't have a lot of the rights that any other citizen has. So they don't have to go through due process to actually, you know, pressure that parent for money, you know, lock them up, put them in debtor's prison, you know, seize their property. You got people out here right now that the government is starting to seize autos. I had a friend of mine that had to put his auto in his mother's name. And for us that know from different communities, you know what that's like, you know.
Yeah.
When you have to put your home and your cars in your mother's name, then this is definitely a system that needs to be challenged.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, then you have those system supporters. I'm on a rant today. I've been on a rant all week. These system supporters who go out here and they'll stand up and say, yeah, you know, child support does this for me, child support does that for me. It's not about what that child support is doing for you. That child support is supposed to be for that child. But what you have done, and I'm going to speak directly to the black community, and I'm going to step on some toes and get mad. I don't care.
Go ahead. Stomp on them.
And you turn around and you go and you have placed your child's mother or your child's father on child support. You have placed them on the system. You have become a modern-day slave catcher. That's what you're doing. And you don't want to acknowledge it or accept the fact because you have become a modern-day slave catcher, you'll turn around and you'll say, oh, if he ain't going to do it for my child, then I'm going to put him on child support. Let me tell you something. A deadbeat parent does not pay child support. That's a fact.
Exactly.
And what I want to say is, and this is to the black men and women who do that, the level to which, you know, the black men and women have been brainwashed and in some cases eager to sell each other into the financial slavery of the child support agency, it signifies the continued disconnect in the black family and the community.
Absolutely. Exactly.
The disconnect in our community where we will sell each other into to the state. The state has never done, now it does run raggedy on everybody of all races, but we got a systemic
in all ethnic
black community. Yeah, it affects all ethnic communities. But there's a systemic problem in the black community. We're so eager to get that public housing, to get that free food, to get that free insurance, to get that free lawyer to go after somebody we can't stand anymore. Not really.
That Obama phone.
Yes, the physical, mental, emotional well-being of the child is at stake. How can you hate the non-custodial parent? I don't care whether you're male or female, because people like to throw that in there. I'm saying the non-custodial.
Mm-hmm.
They like to throw that male or female in there to divide us. And,
exactly.
And some of our women have been too eager to jump on that. They think as soon as you question anything about child support and expose it, all of a sudden you're anti-female. But no, it's not about
right,
that.
Right.
It's about the damage that it's doing physically, mentally, and emotionally to the child. And we've
right.
got to get our heads together and stop this. We're doing our children no good by entering into this
no
system.
Justice.
There needs to be mediation, 50-50 co-parenting. Once we place our kids into a system that was designed for our destruction, that can't be good. And if you're doing that, there's no explanation, and you are a traitor to your race.
That's it.
Absolutely,
absolutely. That's exactly what you have done. And it gets me angry when you hear a lot of these women get out here and say, "Oh, well, you should do this and you should do that." But the thing that is the most frustrating is when you hear some of these men. I call them opportunistic Negroes. They get out here, and I had one earlier. He posted up on Facebook that he had paid his child support and this, that, and the other, and I said, congratulations. But still, fuck child support. You want to pay a fine or a fee or a ransom to be a father? You know, that's on you. Me, not so much. I'm not going to allow any system or anyone else to profit off of my son. I don't need to pay a fee to raise my child. I don't need anybody to tell me how to raise my child. We got this. Me and his mother, we work together. We don't have to have the courts all up in our business, and that's what you're doing. To all of you who are listening that are for this child support system and you feel like it is in your favor, oh, my goodness, you need to wake up. Wake up.
Exactly.
Wake up.
Wake up and realize that how could you be so bitter, so angry, so mad, and so unconscious to the black community and what the state has put us through since they got here and then brought some of my other brothers here, because we was already here before they got here, but they brought some of my other brothers through. If you can't wake up and see what they're doing to us, then like I said, you're a traitor to your race. There's nothing good that can come out of involving your child in with the
right.
state.
And on
There's
that point there, with the term modern-day slavery, let's clear up the term modern-day slavery. Modern-day slavery doesn't just affect the black community.
Exactly.
And that's the punch to the chest, because we got our white brothers and sisters out here. We got Hispanic brothers and sisters out here. We got Asian brothers and sisters out here that are all going through the same thing. And that's what you call modern day slavery, where your government entraps everyone. They don't just go out and try to disenfranchise one race anymore. They have got all of us under their thumb.
Exactly.
And a lot of you won't wake up and realize that you going out there and calling yourself placing somebody else on the system. Now what you have done is put your own self on the system. And to the black
exactly.
the black community that gets out here and they chant Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot, stop disenfranchising me or stop oppressing me, they'll be the very same people to carry their asses down, excuse my language, carry their asses down
to the child support
courthouse and put your signature on something to that would directly contradict everything that you say you stand for.
Yeah,
exactly.
What about non-custodial lives matter? I want to see that group form up. Non-custodial parents' lives matter. But see, they would be nowhere in it because now what they got is what they got is a system that criminalizes parents. And
right.
Exactly.
Like I said that before, that can't be good for the child. When you criminalize a parent, that can't be good for the child. And when they collect this money, these people that are running, put them down there, they don't know, they're not going to see not even a third of them. Most money is being spent to create more computer link systems, like you guys were saying earlier, where they can seize more property.
That's it.
Exactly. Because it's a $50 billion industry. You know, what state, what municipality is going to give up that type of cash flow without a fight? And we got to stand up to the system because fatherlessness in America is definitely an issue. And like you said, it's a system of entrapment because it's a system of extortion. Because anybody that's going to tell me that I got to pay a monthly lease to be with my own children, there's definitely a problem there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you go down there and you put your name on that and you call yourself, well, I'm going to be the custodial parent, and that person is going to be the non-custodial parent, you should really think about things here. You just placed yourself, your child, and your child's other parent on papers. You have just placed yourself on papers. Say it again. You have just
on
placed
papers.
Yourself on papers. You just imprisoned your own self. Because guess what? They ain't going to go hunt down no deadbeat parent, not for no welfare recovery, because they got you sitting right there. They're going to charge you for it. You
hey,
tied
Ralph,
yourself up for it.
Right.
Hey, Ralph, they don't understand this point either. They don't understand that as soon as you put yourself on paper, your children become state property, meaning that
that
judge has more say-so than
yes,
both
sir.
Of the parents that made that child.
So
over
who's
that
the
child.
Custodial? So who really has
exactly.
custody? Uh-oh. They don't want to do that.
Yes, that is so true. And the only thing the state is doing, and that's what we all got to realize, they're just creating a cycle. Because once you get,
mm-hmm.
once they come in, they play on those feelings, you're going to have a situation where the parents, the custodial parent, now some of these custodial parents, they do have problems. They got problems with power and control. And once they
mm-hmm.
get that power and
exactly.
control, do they know they got this state backing them up and somebody that'll really go after him that can't stand? And I've even heard some people say this, and I mean, it shocked me. I just walked out from the conversation before I said something to a friend. But I've even heard black women say, "Oh, put them white folks on his ass." You know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
That's something to brag about. And
right.
then, and like we talked before, and then once you do that, once the state gets you, that you all signed up for this bullshit, the first thing they're going to do is ignore all your rights. Like you said, you're not even a parent anymore. You're
exactly.
You're a primary, yeah, your primary responsibility is financial. It's no more they're not worried about the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental part of
none
it.
Of that.
And then that's when that person with that power control issue can start their parental alienation by blocking
mm-hmm.
or by blocking or missing the access visits. They can make untrue statements to the child. You know, trying to build that wedge in between them. And
exactly.
Which is abuse. If you're out there and you're a custodial parent and you saying things down, talking to non-custodial parent, you are abusing that child. You are abusing
exactly.
that child.
Emotional abuse, mental
passing,
abuse.
Yeah. If you're not passing on important information also, because you're getting in the way of that parental relationship.
Exactly. Alienation at its best.
That's what I don't know. And the only thing, when a parent does that, the only thing that's going to do in the child is they're destroying. The thing about it, I've seen this firsthand, you know, in the situation that I got firsthand knowledge of. The first thing that I know about is when that happened, it caused feelings of fear, anxiety, stress, and insecurity, confusion,
mm-hmm.
and it
mm-hmm.
was an identity disturbance in the child, and it created some guilt, and that's the emotional abuse. Hold on 1 second. We got a caller. Let me see who's on the line.
All right, here we go.
Caller. We got a caller on the line. Something you want to say? I guess they're just listening.
What was they last for?
Yeah, I'm going to just listen for a minute.
Okay. What's going on, man?
What's going on, brother?
Not too much.
Yeah,
you
we
speak?
Just don't
speak.
I'm going to listen for a minute. I don't want to just jump in, you know. I'm going to get in there in a minute,
yeah.
though.
Just go ahead. Have you had any experience with the child support system that was negative? Hell, have you had any that was good? If you had a negative experience, you don't have to throw no names out there, but if you know anything that's happened to you or somebody else you know in the system, just tell us about how the system really hasn't did anything good but damage.
I think it's designed to just keep you as a slave to them. Because the thing about it, what a lot of people don't know is that the state getting paid off for all of that. You know, they
exactly.
and in the most instances, the state get more than your child get.
Hey,
so,
man, you better tell them.
and it's crazy how they got it set up, man. I was ordered to pay child support. I was 18 years old, and I didn't know the importance of it. I was young, you know. I didn't know it was important to pay them folks, but at the same time, my child was living with me up until he was about 8 or 9 years old. But I didn't start paying it actually until he was about 12, and I was $30,000 in the hole then.
That
in 3 years, yeah, in 3 years I got it down to $15,000, and
mm-hmm.
I got laid off for a couple of years, and it went back up to $21,000. I've been paying it religiously for the past 2 years, and it's still at $21,000. So riddle me that one. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. That's
exactly.
That's that interest. That's the interest they collect off of that loan they gave
penalties
out.
Penalties and fees.
But they don't believe that they have turned your child into a – people don't believe they turned your child into a bill. They don't – people don't – for some reason, they miss that concept. I'm paying penalties and fees – on my child. It's human trafficking. Absolutely.
Yep. They got to lean on your life.
And one of the reasons that you can't get rid of it is when you, once you get that arrears, once you get behind 30 days, now you can make your, like you said, you can make your payments religiously, but every 30 days that total amount, forget the payment, every day that total amount is not paid, that total amount is multiplied by 12 or 15%. So it puts you in a grinding hamster wheel that you cannot escape. Not in your lifetime,
mm-hmm.
unless you hit the lottery.
Exactly.
And
who
and
is
if you
that
hit the lottery,
going
they
going to
take a piece of that, too.
Not the child.
I have witnessed this in court, and I've only seen it in one or two instances, but it wasn't benefiting nobody of our color. I think it was, you know, one of those white privilege things where if you pay consecutively for a whole year, the judge can drop the interest. He's not required to, but he can. You know, the law don't state that he shall, meaning that he have to, but he can. You know, he can. But you know, I never seen it work out for nobody black though. But
oh, I can guarantee you ain't worked out for nobody white either.
Well, let me ask y'all this then. I got my brother-in-law's brother, man. He had this baby by this girl, and he went and put himself on child support. And he come to find out that this baby wasn't his, and he's still paying.
Oh, yeah. He's stuck.
Yeah.
because he put himself on paper, and I hope every young brother out there that is listening, don't think that you can outsmart the system by going down there and placing yourself on child support. That is foolishness. Don't
just made it that much easier for them.
Exactly. You just
put
yourself in the trap.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work.
I want to follow that up with you know, no matter
whether you in a monogamous relationship or not, I think that every man definitely should actually do a DNA test. It's a human right to know that, hey, this is my child, this is my seed. And for people who's actually going down there putting themselves on child support, they thinking that they'll get sympathy from the court. And the court, all the court see is money. All they see is dollar signs. So that's like turning yourself in if you did a crime. It usually never works out in your favor regardless. So
I'm going to plead guilty and hope that they have leniency on me. No, they want you to walk in there because all you have done is save them. Well, you ain't saved them nothing. You saved the taxpayers a couple of dollars.
A lot of due process. All you saved them is, like you said, the taxpayers and them, a lot of due process, you know.
Right.
They don't have to go through
yourself,
the channels.
You ask yourself a question. You say, well, if I go down here to the courthouse and they're going to do a DNA test, ask yourself, why does the court charge you upwards of $1,200, $1,300 to do a DNA test when you can go right down there to CVS, spend $19 on the packet, $79 on the process, and then get the exact same DNA test they would have gave you in the courthouse? These are the questions that you need to be asking yourself.
I was telling somebody the other day, man, America has made everything about money. Everything. Mm-hmm. You sick, how much money you got. Your car broke down, how much money you got. You hungry, how much money you got. You know, it's crazy. It is crazy. And they've been telling us, you know, I've been finding out lately too that, you know, I never looked at it like this until I've been enlightened to it, that America is a corporation. It's not a country. It hasn't been a country in years.
Capitalism.
Yes, it is. Okay, I want everybody to hold on for one second. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to get into the subject of what we were saying earlier about how we got to get out of this mindset of selling the non-custodial parent wholesale downtown.
Hmm.
We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Till I can't take no more drink, till I can't take no more stroke, till I can't take no more hit the bank, till I can't take no more, 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 till I can't take no more smoke, till I can't take no more drink, till I can't take no more stroke, till I can't take no more hit the bank, till I can't take no more, till I can't take no more, till I can't take no more, till I can't take no more. Till I can't take no more.
Fuck a scale, cause we'll sell that shit. Break it down and then inhale that shit. You niggas stuck up other dimes and nicks. While my niggas puffin' no pounds and zips. Keep me calm when I'm about to split. Fall in love when Mary touch my lips. If you don't, I own you, you can suck my dick. If you wanna get high, then you can smell my fit. $CLLO. Meal pie enterprise CEO. My mouth dry, my eyes low. And I've been a pro since 12 years old. Keep me some of that medical. That back is fat and that smell is bold. Smoke back to back, I'm running through the O's. Got the loudest back and lower. No, that's not incisive. If it costs a dough, well, I'll sacrifice it. If it costs some more, well, I'll meet the price and only smoke the best, so you keep the spices. Barker J and my sister's height, you smoke every day, so I'm feeling lights and no bills and links, that's not suffice. So much green, you think I had a license. Straight from earth, so I'm feeling righteous. They despise when I'm looking down. They taking pride in being clowns. See, they crew too loud, smoke a Judy Brown. So astounded by the shit I do. Gotta keep it low from the boys of blue. That great kazoo and that eye the ooze and that green and purple, if you don't have.
Smoke till I can't take no more drink, till I can't take no more stroke, till I can't take no more hit the bank, till I can't take no more, 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 till I can't take no more.
Okay, we're back with the Child Support Hustle Show with Drew D and Ralph W, and we got a call on the line. Fellas, oh, that shouts out to King Nitty and Stello Echoes out there doing their thing over in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to talk about how it's the worst thing you could do is to go and sell the non-custodial parents into financial slavery. It does nothing but mold the child in a state of regret, bitterness, and a lot of misfortune down the road.
Independent.
And it creates that cycle. And if you don't have, if you alienate the non-custodial parent, be it father or mother, and they're not able to have a decent, loving relationship with the child, you're going to create a child that's going to repeat that same cycle that when they grow up, they may have kids out of wedlock or they might run downtown and put somebody else on child support. The government know what they're doing. That's why they don't want to talk about parental alienation or visitation rights. It's because they know they're creating a cycle.
Now, you know, I had an encounter today. You know, I shared my story yesterday, and then I put it on Facebook, and it kind of went everywhere. But I had a lady. I think it was a lady. The name was like Pat Cabbage or something like that. I'm name dropping today. But I think her name was something like Pat Cabbage. Anyway, she said, why do you feel like you don't have to pay child support? I said, I take care of my son just fine without child support. I don't need anybody dictating what I do or whatever. She goes, well, my son got locked up for not sending his child support payments, and I didn't go bail his lame ass out either. This is her statement now. I said, well, you should have raised your child to be a better parent. She said, well, he's grown now. He ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, it has everything to do with you. If you raise your child to be a deadbeat and he becomes a deadbeat, that's a direct reflection on you. You don't feel that way? She goes, my child was raised in a two-parent Christian home. And so I told her, I said, raise up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. So if you raise your child to be a deadbeat parent, he is not going to depart from being a deadbeat parent. And this is where a lot of people come in there, oh, Ralph, you're being mean. Ralph, you're being abusive. Ralph, you're being this. No, I'm not mean. I'm not abusive. I'm very direct. I don't sugarcoat. And anybody that has been on my Facebook page or has had any encounter with me on Facebook knows there's no sugarcoating coming from Ralph Wilson. It never will be.
I was just going to say the brainwashing is what we need to get out of. A lot of them been brainwashed to treat the child as that property, just like the state has done. The state has brainwashed these custodial parents to treat the child like assets and property with no regard to the non-custodial. And it's time
babies
to,
for sale.
So, yeah.
Babies are for sale these days, you know, because the thing is being looked at. That's why it's called the child support hustle. It's a hustle. It's a scheme. It's a way that the state is selling back to the custodial parent that, hey, you can get paid this way. You could come up this way. You know, you got on Twitter and Facebook a lot of these celebrity custodial parents, you know, they out here stunting on Facebook, showing their lifestyle. Child support is not for your lifestyle. It's to take care of a child.
Exactly.
And I want to say this to the custodial parents' mother, whether they're mothers or fathers out here that are taking care of their children without going through the state, we need more of them. Salute to y'all.
Salute to y'all. So all our mothers that are out here doing what they got to do without running to the court, and you see it so much now. A lot of these moms are standing up and saying, you know what? If you don't want to take care of your child, I damn sure ain't finna try to force you, and I ain't finna try to put nobody else on you to force you. I'm going to let karma or I'm going to let God deal with you. But I'm not going to run down into these courthouses.
There will be karma, and that child will grow up and know, too, and that'll be a whole lot worse than what
anything
you could
that a courthouse can do to you.
For. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
Go ahead, Carl.
A lot of people end up on child support like me. My child was 6 months old. I guess they wasn't waiting to see what I was going to do. They just automatically, boom. You know, a lot of people end up on it just off the rip, you know. You know,
You're right about that.
And I guess, it's like you say, if it wasn't for the hustle, it wouldn't be like that. You know, that's exactly what it is. They see another way that they can get paid off of something else, you know.
It's a government check.
Because if it was about the child, the state of the government or whatever shouldn't get none of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It'd be different if she was getting food stamps or welfare. You know, then I could understand paying that back. You know, but if all she did was went down there and put you on child support without receiving any kind of government assistance, then all of a sudden you owe them money just for her putting you on child support. So, you know, you got to pay him, you got to pay her and them, you know. It's crazy.
Exactly. And they taking theirs off the top. A lot of people don't know that. Non-custodial parent could be paying a certain amount, you know. The amount could be $500 a month. And the state probably taking $100, if not sometimes all of it or most of it off the top.
Well,
what's remaining.
They're gonna take off the top and then they're gonna get matching funding for what they took. That's it.
Exactly.
Let me ask y'all this. I got a friend girl who get child support and she's been getting it for years. But she said she had to go down there once a year and pay them $25 for being on child support.
That's it.
I swear
yeah,
she
don't
told me this.
Don't tell them
secrets
now.
What is that?
That is child support. Don't tell all these secrets. They don't take us off the air.
Oh. Man.
A lot of these mothers, they don't know, they don't want to believe that there are processing fees and handling fees and transfer fees that come on top of that child support. I had one tell me my child support is supposed to be $400 a month, and I get $400 a month. And out of my husband or my boyfriend's check, it's only $400 a month. The government ain't taking none of it. I said, the government ain't taking none that you can see.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that money's been
set there a few days so it could accumulate some interest. You
and
know,
yeah,
exactly. he probably sent it in on the first, but you probably didn't get it to the 15th, you know.
And those,
you think
and
it's
those
free for them to do that income withholding? You think that's free for them to send people to your job to tell them to take that money out? You think that's free?
Right, they take a dollar out of my check
you,
a week for that.
And
for them to issue you a child support card.
To top it off, that Title IV defunding is not free. If somebody else is going to pay that, another taxpayer in your area or another taxpayer, period, is going to have to pay those matching funds. It is not free.
$3 to $5 for every child support dollar they collect.
Now, these are things they don't want to tell you, and these are things that people don't want to believe. And even when we drop facts and we show them, look, this is the child support system is telling you this is what they're doing, and you still don't want to believe it. That brainwash is real.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
We just in a pickle, fellas.
That's it. All the non-custodians are. And,
we in a pickle.
But we gotta get away from, like I said, treating the child as some type of financial asset rather than a human being that needs the loving parent, both parents. And
exactly, because fatherlessness is a major issue in the U.S. and like you said, Marcus, we definitely need to get people away from using their children as an asset to hustle and extort cash from another parent. Now, the children need both of those parents in their life. They need the male and female in their life to show them and groom them and give them some life-saving tools and lessons, because there's a lot of people that's in our community personally that they can tell you, you know, what fatherlessness did to them personally, and we can see the effects of it on our community. So we can't say that a mother or a father weigh lesser than the other. They both weigh the same, and they both definitely need it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
one thing I get really mad about is when a female say, well, I carried them, I had them, but you did not create them. You didn't create them. Once your biological role, why should you get some special privileges when you have an assigned biological role in the whole sex matter, the whole mating thing? That is your biological assigned role. And so why should you be rewarded for doing what you have already been assigned to. It's like as soon as you get that wealth of custody, boom, there it is. Now, this, fellas, I'm going to play this outro music, but y'all keep on talking. We got about 2 more minutes, and then the show was almost go all the way, it'll go all the way off. All
right, I wanna, I'm going to say this,
that way you want
to out. To all our mothers and fathers, especially those ones that feel like we are just supposed to, that we are saying or condoning a deadbeat. The reason we don't speak on deadbeats don't get any attention from us. Deadbeats don't deserve attention. Deadbeats don't deserve light. Let them deadbeats go. Stop worrying so much about what somebody isn't doing, and you worry about what you are doing. And that's how we're going to change our society.
All right.
Hey, follow us on the childsupporthustle.com and on Facebook at the Child Support Hustle. Any other media that want to actually get in touch with us or touch base with us, our email address is contact@thechildsupporthustle.com.
You can also go on Amazon and get the book. Go on Amazon and get the Child Support Hustle book. It's on Amazon. You can go get that.
Add Ralph Wilson to your Facebook, send that friend request, I'll accept it, because I'm about to use that live feature, and when I go live, it's going to be lit.
HuntsvilleBlack.com.
That's what's up. But it's been a great show, fellas, and I want to invite y'all back again next week. Like I said, we're taking this show 2 hours. So we'll get on there for as long as you guys want, and we'll be taking a few breaks, and we'll be playing a lot of music, so... and hopefully we will get, I'm going to work on something where we're going to get people to call in and just share their stories. All the horror stories I've been hearing out there. I've been hearing a whole lot of horror stories out there, and I've experienced some horror stories myself. So that'll be coming up real soon. We're going to do a show where we're just going to have people call in, make their statement, and they can hang on.
We still got time. All right, y'all. I love everybody. Fuck Child Support. Join the movement. Let's make some changes.
Join the movement. Movement has begun.